Launched in 1977, Voyager 2 explored the outer planets and their weird moons moving ever deeper into space, into regions completely mysterious to us Earthlings. On board is a gold-coated phonograph record containing 116 images of Earth and its inhabitants, 90 minutes of music, and an audio essay of Earth sounds. The pace of technology has been so rapid that Voyager's computing capabilities are outdated, equal to just a fraction of a domestic PC. The computer subsystems on Voyager contain a total of only 33,000 words of memory storage. In 1976, the search for life and the exploration of the solar system continued with the Viking mission. Its destination, Mars. The mission, to land robot explorers on the Red Planet. On board were cameras and instruments designed to sample the Martian atmosphere and analyze the planet's dry soil for signs of life. But no life was found.
Well, as you can see,
at NASA, Michael Meyer runs the administration's exobiology program, the search for life beyond Earth. For him, the Viking mission was not at all disappointing.
Viking was very successful in that it sent two spacecraft that landed on the surface, and part of their purpose was to measure whether or not there was life on Mars. And the experiment's very successful in that they went through, they did their measurements, and but the reactions that they found were not consistent with life.
But just because the Viking landers didn't conclusively find life on Mars doesn't mean life isn't there. It may nestle on the surface or underground. Mars, more than any other planet, has tantalized us with the notion of extraterrestrial life, intelligent or otherwise. Since Viking took the first pictures, one strange surface feature called the face on Mars has attracted much attention. Some believe it's an attempt by another civilization to contact us. The Martian craze really took off about 100 years ago. The Clark Telescope at the Lowell Observatory, Flagstaff, Arizona. This great instrument was used to produce some of the most famous drawings of the Red Planet. The artist was the observatory's founder, Percival Lowell. Lowell thought the aliens were trying to make the best use of available precious water supplies, building a network of canals to transfer water from the polar to the equatorial regions, a sort of planet-wide irrigation system. He wrote extensively about these ideas. A few yards from the building housing his beloved telescope, Lowell's tomb is a monument to Mars. His theories were at first embraced, then denounced. Lowell was ridiculed by the scientific world, but he never stopped believing in the Martian canals. Ironically, both the Lowell Observatory and life on Mars theories are legitimate and respected today.
He built up interest in Mars.